We are on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Amoso Devei Rebbe Ki Ava Mishtoi Beloshen Chochme Omra. They used to speak the Shvachis of Devei Rebbe used to speak Beloshen Chochme. Omra Hochi Agavuche De Ben Yoyodo says, he brings from the Arizal that Arizal said, and the shvachis of Beis Rebbe is Rosa Shifcha Layom Ashaloi Ro Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Azayat Darizal Gezukt Afti Amois. Chazal speak about them as, speaking about Noshim Gdailas. Oh, but I wanted to mention, before we take a start this, I wanted to mention a pshat from the Maral, the Gemara and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph explains Deiris HaRishonim Kepischei Shel Ulam, Deiris HaChoinim Kepischei Shel Heichol, Banan Kemolei Nekev Machat Sitkis. So the Maral says Amir de Kepshat. He says there are three types of people. There's a person that the Seichel is Mizgaber over the Guf. So the goof also becomes seichel. There's another person that the seichel al kaponim is the seichel and the goof is the goof. Al kaponim is the status quo. There's a third darge that the goof is mezgaber over the seichel. So that's pshat na gemore. Libam shal rishonim, the rishonim wazoy oisgarbit. He says, the Shir Pesach is 10 Amis. That's the Gemara non fangerevin. A yeser me yeser yemayit. About Pesach is 10 Amis. They had, so each person is a Pesach. The Seichel is a Pesach to Chochmas HaTorah. Their goof is given as they isgar, but they had a double Shir Pesach. So Libon shall reshoin him, ke Pischai Shalulam. There's a Reichev of 20 Amis. The goof also had a Torah's Pesach. That was Deire Shal Rishayim. Deire Shal Achrayim. So, they had one Pesach. They had Al Kaponim. The Seichel's going the Seichel, and the Guf was the Guf. So the Seichel was one Pesach. So it's Pischai Shal Heichel, that the Reichiv was 10 Amis. Vanan's pshat is that the Guf is Mizgaber over the Seichel. So the Pesach that the Seichel should have is very minute, like a machat sitkis. So he says, what is pshat a machat sitkis? So he says, a machat sitkis is azoi. He says, you use this if you see a tear in a beged, so you use this needle to mend it. So he says, kozman mahopnish kan kashelech zet mengolish. You have to see some cares and some difficulties, then you start understanding a little bit vastutzer. But all we can accomplish is we can go and fix the tear. To haben a klolkeit and a hekif in the whole union, haben wir nicht. But this kashelef arempment, that's all. That's anan. They say over, Rabbi Zalman used to say, what's the b'shen of keton? Ich noch gemacht, do a lot, and do a lot. Ich hab gar nicht keton, der kashelef arempment. A big deal, but that's the machat sitkis. Let us go back to the amois of the Beis Rebbe. The Chedushi Ami'iri tells us a fact in history. Abeinu HaKodesh, he says, was a oshir godol. V'hoyu kamo talmidim boim lefonov. Vuhu hoya mefarneson mishaloi. He had a whole fanem, a whole yeshiva, without a financial director, but he took care of everything. It was on Rabbeinu HaKodesh's places. So memele, these amois used to speak Beloshen Chochma. Omro hochi. Ilas nikefes bekat. Yidun nishraye lekineyoin. The kadav boy, the leisvon have omru luhu yadi bosor or others agayres keser chavato minei betiskafi ilas bekad ke ilfe the ozlo biyama. There are a few girsois in the Gemara, but let us see the way Rashi says. Look, Rashi says, Ilas shem keli shedoylin bo yayin min hachovis memalin hakoisis. It was a type of a shep level. They used to shep out from the chovis into the koisis. So nikefes bekat. So when they wanted to say that there's not too much wine left over, so they said that the shep level min hakefes is banging bechovis. Kloima kvar kolo hayayin, that means kozman, the chovis is full of wine, so you want to take out some wine, so the you put the shep level in the chovis, and it doesn't reach the bottom of the chovis. So you don't hear any noises. But when the wine level gets low, so then, ni kefes bekat, then you can hear it banging, mina kefes bechovis. Kloima kvar kolo hayayin, the yayin is ending already in the geya, so this ilas is touching betachtes hachotz. Is yidun nishraya lekineyim. So it seems we don't have enough to be mefarnes to talmidim. Is yidun nishraya means the nishorim, the eagles should fly back home. In other words, yelchu talmidim lebotei. Kloima Yivsiku Sudosan Shainoid Yain. So it seems the way the Meiri learns that it was a Shaila. Does that mean that we send them home for a few weeks? It was a Psbeinas Manim? Or Yadi Bosar or Keser Chavatomine? Or maybe we'll open up another Chavis. Nosir Magoifis Chavis Acheretz. We'll take off the stopper from another Chavis. Venimze Goit. So that was the Shaila, that's how they used to ask it. The Tiskafi Ilas Bekad, and if you have another Chavis that's full of wine, so the Shep level will float a Tzofe Ilas Bekad Berevach, so they'll be able to float, you have a full barrel. Or maybe now we shouldn't open up a new barrel. Ke Ilfe Biyama, Ke Aniyah, just like a ship at Tzofe Biyam, this will also float. K'may akvi yadaychu bechagige, k'may kofa tohim edesuke, tzofa tohim bo'olo. Zot Rashi, ilas nikefes bekad, zot taisves, kli shedoylen bo yayin min hakad. This was a shep level that they used to shep wine from the kad. V'ho da oma bepeirikol kisvei gabi rabi yosef moiker shabi, בפרק יש נויכלם גבי יוסף בן יעזר זובני בתלייסר איליסו דדינרי. He bought it with 13 איליסו דדינרי. מפורש רבי נתם דאיליסו הוא כלי כמו אילס תאוכה. It's a certain type of a כלי. ולא כמו שפרש בקונטרש שום עליויס בגוז מקומה, that there was a whole aliyah full of dinrim. Das nicht. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yossi bar Asion, ki have mishtoi beloshen chochme, when he used to speak beloshen chochme, Sarashi says, shelo yovinu ha'acheret. He didn't want that others should understand. Omar, so he said, asu li, you should prepare for me, Shoyer b'mishpot, Asher b'mishpot, b'tur miskein. What does that mean? It's very unclear. So Rashi says, Shoyer b'mishpot, tardin, beats. How does beats come in? Tur, din. Shoyer is tur, and mishpot is din, is tur din. So he said they should prepare beats for him, b'tur miskein. Tur miskein, tur is aramish for a har, and miskein means dal, chardel. So may prepare beets with chardel. So people shouldn't think that he's a raftin, so memele, therefore he was maramish, they didn't understand me. There was mistame kavonis and inyonim for having this menu. Baal koponim, people shouldn't understand, so he told them, sheir b'mishpat b'tur miskein. V'kat ha'vishoyil b'ishpize, when he wanted to find out was tutzach beushpize, so he used to ask the hilchei drachim Shoy Mishael Bushpize Shoyel Oivrei Drochim Beinyin Ushpizichani about the Ushpize. Omar Hochi Gevar Pum Dein Chai Mazu Toive Yesh. Now what does that mean? Zogt Rashi. Gvar Pum Dein Chai. Zogt Rashi Gvar Ush. We'll see soon what Ush means. Ush is equivalent to Ish. Pum, Pi. Dein, Zu. Chai. So, Memele, so Ush, Pi, Zu, the Ush, Pi, Zu, is he alive? He's asking that, Gvar, Pum, Dein, Chai. That's a Rashi, Lom, Shadaz, Isaac, the Marsha. He's asking if the Ush, Pi, Zu is still alive. Ush, Kamai, Ish. Pum, kemoi pi, dein, kemoi ze, sas ush pi ze, chai. Ma zu, toiv o yesh, kloima, kamo toiv loy. So the Marsha explains, according to Rashi, there was a double shaila. There was a shaila on the baal ho ish pi ze, and the baalis ho ish pi ze, on his wife. So since it is not Derech Eret was like to ask about the Sholem of Isha. So therefore he says, there were two Shailas. Chai was going on the Baal, and Mazu, Zu is Alosh in the Keve. So Mamel, that is going on the Isha. That's how the Marsha says Pshat. Taisva says, but according to Rashi, the Marsha says that Chai was already the Shaila. He was Meramez Ushpizeh, that's Gvar Pum Dein. And Chai was the Shaila. Gvar Pum Dein Chai, Zek Tois Vesperish Rabbeinu Chananu, Ush Bezich No. The Fakert is no Shaila yet. Gvar Pum Dein Chai is, to be translated, you'll figure out Ush Bezich No. Targum Ish Gvar. Upi Pum. Ze Dein. No Chai. So, no means raw. So, Mamelis, they wanted to say, so if you'll take, for a thesis where it says, the Loshen HaKodesh, Ish, Pi, Ze, No. That's meant that's Ush Bezichna. That's Isis Ush Bezichna. That Mamelis, that he wanted to know, Ma, so then the Chai is a chelik of the word. Chai is a Loshen No. Rabbi Yavoi Kiyav Mishtoi Beloshen Chochme. When Rabbi Boy wanted to speak Beloshen Chochme, Hava Oma Hochi. As Rigu Lepchomim. As Rigu Lepchomim. Zogt Rashi. As Rigu Lepchomim Arkiyu Lezahovim. Hav Iru Es Abchomim. Liyois adumim ke'esrik. You should heat up the coals that they should be red like an esrik. She yishtachu gecholim aloicheshois alpi akira lehischamim kenegdo. The emerson, that's akiyu already. She yishtachu gecholim aloicheshois alpi akira lehischamim kenegdo akiyu shitchu kemerikia. So, Be'emison, the Eitz Yosef explains that there were two bakoshes over here. The first bakoshe was asrigu lipchomen. And that is speaking about when the coals were oimemois, they were kemat oisgeloshen. So he told them asrigu lipchomen. You should make them red. They should become loichashois. That was one minor. Make them loichashois. And that's the first half of Rashi. Haviru es abchomim liyois adumim ke'esrik. Period. Agav ulche, the magia and the chedushe emiri, says, Weis tochois, the sharichuvin hulches esrik es asofik es odoim es amare kosher for an esrik. Samara Esrik, so We have here, if he wanted to tell them a moshul that they should make it red, so he told them that they should have glowing coals like an esrik. But he says, this is a mara esrik. Someone wanted to tie that when it dries up, it gets a red color. About kaponim, so that's the first half. Now, al-kiyu lizahovim. Now this was a second maimah. Sometimes in the kire, there were hot coals already. There were gecholim loichashois. But they were tzobel. They were in piles. They were not spread out. So this was a second maima. Al kiyu lizovim sheyishtachu gecholim aloichashois al piya kire lischamim kenegdom. So this was the second one. They should spread out the zahovim. You have already red coals. Spread it out. That the heat should spread out. It shouldn't be in one pile. Then Rashi says, "Al kiyu is the tight shitzul." Lezahovim gecholim leicheshes adumes kizov. You had already leicheshes, but spread it out. Now the third thing, v'yasuli shnei magide baloto. You should make for me two magide baloto. Magide baloto. Tanegoylim, these are Tanegoylim, Hamoidian Oinois Alayla. They tell the time in the middle of the night. That's Magide, they relate. Ba'aloto in the darkness. So the ones who can tell, those who have infrared eyes, they can tell in the darkness the time. So Mamela, you should prepare for me Shnei Magide Baloto. And that's the ikida amri v'yasu li bohen shnei magide ba'aloto. The ikida amri learns that, so according to the first pshat, he told them he wanted to have a double alarm clock. He wanted to wake up in the middle of the night. So he told them you should take two tanegoylim, bring for me two tanegoylim so I'll be sure to wake up in the middle of the night. That was the first lashon. According to the second lashon, so all these things go together. It's a davar echad. First, he told them they should go and make sure the gecholim oimim is become leicheshes. Then he told them they should spread it out. And then he told them, and the third bakosha was that he should roast on this fire. First he told them how to make the fire, and then he told them he should roast two chickens on the fire. Bahen alapchomin, that's the second lotion. Yeah. Omru le rabbonon le rebi abo. The rabbonon asked Rav Abo, Hatzpineinu. Hatzpineinu is, Zatrashi is a Loshin Har'enu. Show us, tell us. Loshin Seifiyo Halicho is Beisa. So tell us, Heichen Rabbi Eloi Tzofon. Where Rabbi Eloi, where is he hiding? He didn't come to the shir today. Tzofon, Havi Mischabe. The loyhoyu yoidim atomidim laheichen hoyo, for yeshoilim imenu, it seems Rav Abo didn't know. Where's Rabbi Loy? Omar lohen, so he told them, olatz binaro aharoinis, acharoinis, ironis, vehinirosoi. Omri lo isha, vomri lo mesechte. Zogt Rashi. So they wanted to know, where's Rabbi Loi? He didn't come to the shir. So he told them, Olatz binaro aroinis achoinis ironis vinirosi. Simech alaylo binaro aroinis. Last night he was besimcha with a naro, that's a haroinis. So he was up a whole night. Va'ashev u'yoshon. So he's not mischabesh loftitz, he was up a whole night. Omri lo isha. Others say that he's talking Nara speaking about an isha. What's that? Aroinis baskoyin. She was a baskoyin. Achroinis Meisa ishta rishayne v'zuachayn. This is the second wife. The Masha asks, why did Rashi, we're holding before the Chaim, the Rabbeinu Gershon, why can you say Achoynis, it's the, Zol de Ersht, the Levin Gesund to Hayden, this is the Achoyn. That's the Masha Sa'oran Rashi. Ironis, Balas Chayn v'charife, ka Odom Eir, like a person who's wide awake, so she was a Lebedike, v'hin Irosoi, so she kept him up. She was unable to sleep. So Memele, so he's up a whole night. So it's the Frags, the Boer is, a Schloft, it's the. That's one Malach. Mesechte, it's the, another picture in Gans. That Naro Mentor, the Ishis Chayel. Mesechte, Aroinis, Meseide Kotchim. Avoides Aren. He was learning Kotchim. Achroinis, this is the next one. Siyam Acheres, Beishchel Bazul. He was Messiah one, and he started another Mesechta. Ironis, it keeps awake. Amuko, Vachamuro, Umayreres, Loimdeo. So he was up a whole night. Anayim Mesechta, Ongefangelern in Kotchim, with Briskerov, Ashtetzer. So Memele, he was up a whole night. So Nayeski, where is now? It's the Shlofta. The Marsha wants to say, Lulei Divrei Rashi, he wants to say that Achroinis is going on Taharis, he wants to say. That's Achroinis, it's the last Seder. And what was it to say Achroinis? Because Kahanim Ahuzaru Shaloi Letame. I will say it's modern, he says, and Kochim is also totally with Kahanim. There's things that the Bailam also does, not only Mosul and Kahanim. No, it's the Kahanim ever shaykes with it. So Memele says it could be Taris is also could be that's from the Gemara Achoynis Achoynis. This is the last Seder, and it's a difficult Seder. Taris is Memele, so one can be kept up a whole night with that. Omri Leila Rabbi Loi. Now another time. Here was Venahapachu. Rabbi Loi came, and Rabbi Bo didn't came. Atzbineinu hochim Rabbi Abo tzofen. Where's Rabbi Bo? Omalehen is yayitz b'machter v'hinkiv l'mefi boishes. Nis yayitz b'machter notal reshus mi nosi. He took reshus from the nosi. Machtir, why is the Nosi called a Machtir? Al Shem Shenoisin Rishus Lismoich L'Kroisai Rebbe. So that's a crime that is called Rebbe. Umi Oz V'Holo Koshali Yismuchter Likori Rebbe Mumche L'Rabim V'Imto Lo Yishalim V'Hingiv V'Hidrim Holach Lo Yledor L'Mefi Boishes L'Fnei Ziknei Dorim Shem Chachomim Miyoit. They were gewaldike chachomim, achoreitze sheyachkim yadrim, al kapone vaistois in the dorm, they were chachomim yoit, al shem shayim mefiboishes, odom godu, kori luhochi, so they were called mefiboishes. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, mi yomai loinitzchani odom, chutz me isha tinek vetinoikes. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said, they never were menatzeyachim till Yehama was Moira. Rashi says, menatzeyach bedvorim. Nitzchani odom bedvorim. The Gemara says in Bchoires, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was misvakeach with the Sovei Deveyetune. He was a person who was bekoyach lehisvakeach. In Lo Nitzchani Odom Bedvorim, Chutz Me Isha Tinek Vetinekes. Isha Mahi, Pam Achas Nisarachti Eitzel Achsanoi. Once he was an Eirech by Achsanoi, Achas, Osusali Poile, so she made Beblech for him. Biyoim Rishin Achaltim, so he ate up the portion, Beloi Shiyarti Mem Klum, I didn't leave anything over. Shniye, the second day, Loshiyalti mem klu. I also didn't leave off anything. Yom shlishi yigdichosam b'melach. She made it very salty. It burnt. The salt was too salty. Given sha'atcha ta'amti, I gave one bite, moshachti yodai mehem. Pushed it away. Omroli Rebbe, so she went very tmimizdik, mimneima eindcha soyit. Why, Rebbe, why aren't you eating today? Amarti lo, kvasa adati mi bo'oidyoim. I ate already. No, first half here, maledikin, too much salt. I was like, Omroli, hoye locholim shech yodecha min apas. So why did you eat the bread? If you ate before already, so the bread you did eat, the beblech you didn't eat. And pesazoy se shtimtach nisht. Amroli Rabbi, the very beautiful Gilsa in the Goyim, Shemay Nachta Peya Al Rishonim, I'll tell you Pshat, because you're supposed to leave Peya in the Ka'ore, you're supposed to leave for the Shamish, that's supposed to eat the whole plate up, you're supposed to leave it. So you know what Pshat is, I'll tell you Pshat. So for the first few days you didn't leave anything, so now you want to leave over for all these Ka'ore, so Bemele, you have a lot to leave over. Shemay Nachta Peya Al Rishonim. That's the Goyin's Girsa. V'loi kach omur chachomim, ein mishayir in peyeh be'ilfis, avu mishayir in peyeh b'ka'or. That means when the waiter used to go and serve the food, so he emptied the keli that he had, the ilfis that he had, he emptied it when he put into the plate. But the balabos that ate from the plate, he was supposed to leave over peyeh, that the waiter should have, that was the pay that was left over for the shamoshim. So memele, that's what you should have done. Sagt Rashi, higdichosoi saraftoi, kemoiki eish kotcho, kloima nosna boi melach yoysa midai. She made it very salty. E mishayren peye beilfes, kshashamish ma'arem in the ilfes lusoicha ka'ore. When the shamish pours from the ilfis, ein derech laniach bilfis klum letzorcha, he doesn't leave anything for himself. He gives everything to the balabatim. Abol kol echad meniach peya b'ka'ora, umarzira l'shamish, v'hu machol shamish. This is the machol of the shamish. So Masha Mutshet said, why Taka didn't do this? One Malasa maybe didn't know this halacha. Zog Taisvitz, Mishairin Peye Bekaore, Ve Mishairin Peye Beulfes. The Perg Ben Azak Toni, Mishairin Peye Be Maisek Deire, Ve Mishairin Peye Be Maise Ilfes. Perish, Be Maisek Deire, Nire Kerafta, Mene Mishair, Be Maise Ilfes, Ene Nire Kerafta, Mene Mishair. Some of those different types of Macholim. So Memele, so that's why that's another voltais is there's certain macholim you leave over, and certain macholim you don't leave over. Don't have to leave over. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tinoikis mahi, tam achas ayisi mahalach baderech, it was a sode zrua. Now I was walking in the field. Omroli tinoikis achas rebi loy sode hizu. This is a field. I allowed to walk in Yenim's field. Amarti lo loy derech kibushi. What you can see, I'm not the first one that's walking. The people walk here already. Amroli listim kamoischa kavshua. Zichir people walk here. The listim like you. So the Maharsha explains, even though there's a klal meitzah shechzike berabim also lekalka, that Tzavka was bereshus. But they that walked also did it without permission. So mamel it's listim shekamoischa. Tinik mai. Pamachas ayisi mahalach baderech, v'reisi tinik yoishev al proshes droch. V'amarti loi be'eze derech neilach le'ir. So it was a proshes droch, it was a crossroads. Which derech should I go to the ear? Omali, so the tinik told him, zu k'tzoro v'arucho. V'zu arucho k'tzoro. V'olachti b'k'tzoro v'arucho. כיוון שהגעתי לעיר, מוצאתי שמקיפן אויסו גינאיסו פרדסים. So this was a short distance you got to the ear, but as soon as you got there, it was surrounded with Guinness of Pardesim, and it would take a gewalt of time to find one's way through the Guinness and Pardesim to the ear. Chazarti l'achoyrai. So I went back. This is a maisa on the heck. Amarti loy bni aloy amarto li k'tzora. You told me this is a k'tzora. Omar li, v'lo yamarti l'cho arucha, I told you it's an arucha also. Neshakti v'al roishoi v'al marti lo yashreichem Yisrael shekulchem chachomim, gdoilem atem migdoilchem v'at ktanchem. So by Emerson, darf man doch verstehen, what was Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua ben Chaninet, but I mean, what was Hake Pshat? He told him it was arucha k'tzora. So the Eitz Yosef, there's an Arucha, there's a Tzor and Arucha. So the Eitz Yosef says as follows, that Arucha or Tzor, he told them as follows. Zug Tzor of Arucha, Zug Arucha Tzor. So he understood Pshat, Arucha or Tzor meant as follows. Arucha means it's a long road, and Tzor means it's narrow. That's a touch, Arucha uktzora. So that means he wanted to tell him, it's Tarti l'Reyusa. Number one, it's a very long road, and it's a very narrow road. If someone else comes, you have to stop. It's a one-way street. You can't go the two ways. It's long and narrow. So that's how he understood Arucha uktzora. So what's Pshat Ktzora v'Arucha? So Ktzora v'Arucha means, so Ktzora means it's a short road, you'll get there very quickly. V'Arucha, and Varucha means it's a wide road, so it's Tartil Tevusa. That's how we understood. He held that this was the opposite of Arucha Ktzora. So Memeo, that's why he went on this road. So he told him, no. He says, that could be Ktzora, could mean narrow. But Arucha does not mean wide. So that's what he told him. I told you Ktzora Varucha. I didn't tell you Ktzora Rechova. I told you, Ktzora v'Arucha. That's how the chaser brings down the pshat. The Marsha says he understood differently. The Marsha says he understood Arucha uktzora means like this. Arucha means it'll take you a long time to find the entrance to the city. Uktzora hiloch adach, but the etzem hiloch is a short hiloch. In Memele and Tzora, that's the taich, Arucha limtsoi mevoi. That's the taich, Arucha. Arucha limtsoi mevoi, uk Tzora hiloch aderech. So he learned that Arucha is speaking about, he started off by saying, that can take him a long time to find the entrance to the city. Uktzora means, but the etzem derech is a short derech. So that's why he didn't go on this derech. He took ktzora v'arucha. Ktzora means that it'll take him a short time to find the city. And arucha, but it's a long derech. So forget, that's how he understood it. So he understood that the tachlis, he said in the beginning, how you'll find the city. If it's arucha, it'll take you a long time, or ktzora, it'll take you a short time. It was benahapachu. Yena was speaking about fakat. First he was speaking about the length of the derech, and then he was speaking about the time it will take to find the city. The Chidush HaMeiri is Ma'ira. We have to understand, when he walked back, he was a little angry. That means, but it was mamash hiloch mzist. So he says, another person would be in kas, and by him, neshaktiv al roishe, to show that didn't have any akpode, fakert, if, 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 if he could be toiler that it was he that made the mistake. I mean, that's not the derech olam. Derech olam, why didn't you speak clearer? Why didn't you say klar? I mean, ich darf doch gehen drei Viertel schon stammazoi. Verkehrt, he put the whole blame on himself and he was machshiv the chochme of this cotton. He didn't get in kas. That's alimud from Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Rabbi Yaisi Aglili ave ka'ozol be'uche. Rabbi Yaisi Aglili was going on a derech, ashkecho lebrulia. Rabbi Meir's wife, Omar lo be'ezoi derech neilech lelut. Omro lei glili shoite loikach omro chachomim. We had before that the glilim were not medayik bilshoinam. Al tar besiche ima isha. Hoye lecho loima be'ezoi lelut. So memele, by a proshes drachim, so memele, that's called tar besiche. They could have avoided saying two words. The neilech is tamazei psamodin eloshin, psaloshin rabim, who is going. Anyway, about the derech neilech, you could have avoided, and you didn't avoid it, so, what's he immer eingesagt? Glili shoite. Yeah, bruya ashkachte lohu talmide david kogoris belachishe. She saw a talmid that was learning, still a hate, he didn't learn with a kail. Botcha bay. Bota boy. I don't know if it means she physically kicked him or the, gave him a psazoya brick, I don't know. Omro lei loikach siv arucha ba kail ushmura. The posik says, Arucha bakel shmurim, Arucha beremach ivorim shaloch mishtameres. So the Marsho says, Arucha beremach ivorim means that, if a person learns with a koil, so the Marsho says, so the whole person becomes nisragish. The remach ivorim become, They become the sragish and the spoil from the koil. So memela, that's how she figured out the koil from this. Imarucha b'machivom shaloch mishtameres v'imlav eina mishtameres arucha v'shmura. Talmid echot hoyo l'Rabbi Elezer shoye shoyne belachash v'achar gimul shonim shochach talmudei. Forgot everything what he had learned because it wasn't Arucha, so Mamela, it wasn't Shmura. Talmid Echot Hoyoloi Le Rabbi Lezer Shinishayev Bisreifel Amokim. Rabbi Lezer had a Talmid Shinishayev Bisreifel Amokim. Omru Hanicholoi Odom Godol Shimesh. Now here it's very unclear what happened. The Chedusha Meiri, he says pshat as follows. Why was he chayiv sreife? So he says, hoira alocha lifnei rabbi. So hoira alocha lifnei rabbi is chayiv mise. Omru loi, omru hanichu loi, omar hakodesh borchu. So the Rabbi Nishlam said, hanichu loi. So chotchulim be'etzem kumtem sreife, odom godol shimesh. It was mishamesh and odom godol. So the Miri has two mahalchim. What is this odom godol shimesh? One mahalach he says, bischar sheshimesh odom godol. The schari was mishamesh and odom godol. So memela, that's why even though be'etzem is chayiv mise, abo bischar sheshimesh odom godol, enicholot. So I thought one could understand this in two eifanim. The Mirashive, the Chayin of Roch, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, in one of his shmuzin, that the chaymer of Moira Haloche b'fnei Rabboi is not als bezoyin harav. Chazal tell us that Yeshua was a Moira Haloche b'fnei Rabboi. He said, Adoini Moishe Kloin. So, verkehrt, ein lecho, kovet, harav, godlo, mises, hat them gebadert, that they were They were misnavi Moshe Meisi Yeshua Machnes Nisar Adoni Moshe Kloim. So Mameli Zicha meant Kvoy Darav over there. Vafal Pikein Chazal Evataina and Yeshua, that Yeshua was Moir Aloche Bifnei Rabbi. So he says, so what's the Inyan? The Inyan is that he says the Inyan, the Chaymer of Moir Aloche Bifnei Rabbi is that Klal Yisrael is a Medrash. The Medrash says that just like a oif cannot travel, cannot go without knafayim, without wings, it's a geitnish. So Mameila, Klal Yisrael cannot go without zakenim. The zakenim are the knafayim of the doyer. They are the manhigei adoyer. That is the inyan of zakenim. And the Gemara says in Baruches, By Yeshaya Novi, loy niskar daitoi ad shekilam yutches klolos. And one of the klolos is that faker that there won't be kvoid skainim, that a nar will be that there won't be skainim. And those klolos, the Gemara says in Brachas, nofav loy soisef kum besulas Yisrael. So the goyin says pshat nofel v'loy soisif, that there'll be such an afila that you can't go any lower. That'll be the lowest, then kum besulas Yisrael. If you can't go any lower, then it'll be kum besulas Yisrael. But al kaponim, that's the hepech, that is no inyan of zakenim. So the inyan of meir aloche b'fnei rabboi is not a personal, Gie to the rabbi. No, it's mahapach dan hogevi klal Yisrael dar zayim. Klal Yisrael has to be gefiert durch zekeine. So perhaps we could say that was the melitza yoyshe for him. Shimesh anichle adam godol shimesh. That means his whole anhog is givenitaza. He was meshamish gdoilim. So Memele, his hayra wasn't an hoga of bittel zakenim. Adam gadol shimesh, not held kizok. So Memele, since it doesn't have the chaima of the bittel mile zakenim, so Memele kumtem nish this einish. If I'm not mistaken, the Yaakov says, the Gemara says Yehoshua was a meir aloche b'fnei rabbi, v'avar pikein, it was loy meis. He said, could be out this Gemara, because Adam Godel Shimish, he was Meshamish Moshe Rabbeinu. Al Kaponim, this takes off the Chaymer of Meire Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. The Gemara says Yeshua was Nenish, he didn't have any children. But Al Kaponim, he wasn't Mace Al Kaponim. Or perhaps, we could learn a different shot in Adam Godel Shimish, Bishar Shashimish Adam Godel, the Meiri says, it could be the Mesilas Yeshorim says, Ilui Godol Hula Briya Iskulam Biyoisam Mishamshem Mishamshe Ha'odom Hasholem Hamekudish Bigdushosa Yisboach. There's a tremendous aliyah to all the Briyas if they're able to be Mishamish Ha'odom Hasholem Hamekudish Bigdushosa Yisboach, and he brings a raya from the Avonim that were Maribai Zuim Zu Alaya Niach Tzadik Es Reishe. The Inyan of Shimush of Adam Godel, Shimush Talmid HaChacham, if you learn it, Kipshutai, that means one becomes a Nitpal to the Talmud HaChacham. Since I am helping him in any way, so one becomes a Nitpal to the Talmud HaChacham, that's the Ilui Godel Hulabris, they become Nis'ale. To that they were zoiche to be mishamish and Adam Godel. So it could be the schus of the Adam Godel is megan, because that's how the shimush, that's the schar she shimush Adam Godel. One gets episazoi, one gets like the milus of the Adam Godel become like it rubs off on the mishamish of the Adam Godel. The Miri has a second shot, that Adam Godel Shimesh, according to the second shot, Shimush Talmid HaChacham does not mean the Shimush Bepoyu, means he learned by an Odom Godel. Rashi says in Broches, in the Shimush Tamid HaChachamim means the Svaris and the Kashas and the Terutzim. So the Meiri says, Pshat, Shehishpia Kol Kach, he learned from an Odom Godel so much, at Shemilei Al Kol Gedoysov. That means he knew Torah so clear. The lab mibnei bezoyin rabbi elisha talmudai ayesodar bepiv va'ona miyad kehaloche avolay niskaven al chilul kvoid harav. That's pshat. That means they asked the shaila, so it was automatically he answered it, because the halachas were so clear by him. By him was so close, so that's why it came out automatically. It's a mele, but there was no intent of pgiya b'kvoidara. The Marsho wants to say pshat, he was chayiv mise, was sheshochach talmudai. That's why he was chayiv mise, so the hemshech would be four. He had a talmudecho, sheshochach talmudai. It's chayiv mise. And he says that pshat that godo shimusha yoisam ilimuda. Merdik pshat in the Gemara Brachos. He says by limuda toire you can never be sure what you'll remain with. You can forget the learning and hastadach gonish. Obo shimush talmidei chachamim. That's a filly you forgot. Because that's he wants to say pshat in the Gemara. That's the Masha wants to say pshat in the Gemara. He was chayiv misa because shochach talmudoi. That was mechayiv misa. And shimush talmidei chachamim, in the schar of that, he was zeichet to chayim. Oma lei shmuel rav Yehuda. Shinene psach pumach kri psach pumach toni. Usually it doesn't work one with the other. Amot agutn zikorim is minishta zachorev. Psasina and Oikar Horim are two different things. Others Mazasina as Oikar Horim. He says it matters. If there's a Lachos Hamoyach, then you have a good Zikorim. If you're a Chor, if there's Yevashis Hamoyach, then you don't have a good Zikorim. So Mameli told him, Shinin Nedubestach HaChorim. So Mameli Alpiderech Hateva Hosonish can good Zikorim. So you have to make sure that you'll remember. Is psach pumech kri, psach pumech toni. You should learn with a koil. And you'll remember. So the Marsha says that's the hemshech. What's the raya that the skaim talmudach biyodah? Ki eich the skaim bich v'toyre chayim. Shenem ki chayim heim lo moitzayim ulchol besorei malpe. So me meilem, that's later the drosha, but the nikud is lo moitzayim. So the Marsha says that that's the Hemshech with the Gemara before. He learned Shan the Gemara before that there was a Talmud that was Chayiv Sreife. Why was he Chayiv Sreife? Because Nishtakach Talmud. And though Shteitach imposed the Kechayim Heim that you'll be able to live long, so Alkochach Tiskayim Talmudach Biyodai. That's how he learned out the two Inyonim from the Posek. Kech Tiskayim Boch V'Teire Chayiv. What's the raya? Because if it's not the skayim, it's not teure chayim. Asherich v'chef v'dov echad milimudoi, it's chayim mises. So me meilek echad it is skayim bich v'teure chayim. Al tikri lemoitzo eihem, elo lemoitzi eihem bepe. So what did they do with this drosha? They moved the yud. The pasuk it says the yud is after the aleph, and they moved the yud before the aleph. That's lemoitzi eihem. Now what right do they have to move the yud, al tikri? So the Mephoshim say, because in Digduk it's, the Pasuk is no good. Because if kipshutai l'moitzo eihem, moitzo eihem is a loshen rabin. She's speaking to more than one person. And lechol b'sorei marpe is a loshin yochid. They should have said moitzoehem is moitzoim harbe, and she said lechol b'sora marpe. So vaistois, you're speaking to a yochid. So what's lemoitzoehem? So therefore we take the yud and lemoitzoehem. Lemoitzoehem b'peh. What is the inyan of moitzoehem? So the Mephoshim explain, moitzi is to take out. Moitzion min ha-machshove el ha-dibur achitzim. That means you're extracting it. The pez, the kulmis alev, you're extracting it from the machshove and you're bringing it, you're moitzieim, you're taking it out. You're being megalit. Achsim is a moiridik eloshin from Rab Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner says, "Kemoi shehatzipoyren malgish hapgimoi shebesakin, kach hape malgish hapgimoi shebelev." That means that a person could have a very good svara. Alts is good, alts is verempfet. He starts explaining it. He starts saying it. There's not a psiklepzach nish. So that's lemoitziayim. Chayim heim lemoitziayim. So that's my sort of Volbe says that this is a yesod. A person should not read a blat gemara like Lahavlo reads a newspaper. Newspaper you can read. You're not malikness in those. Maletness in those. Chayim heim lemoitziayim. If you're moitziayim bepeso, you're living with it. If you're reading is not called living. You're reading mekut v'shteitolten. The chiyus of Torah is lemoitziayim bepeh. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinina chatoi v'achoil chatoi v'ishti. Da alme dozline minei kehilule dami. The Meiri learns pshat. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Teire chayim, shetarich yomim, chatoif achil. Very interesting Rashi. Im yesh lecho momoin, lahano is atzmecho al tamtin ad lemocho, shema tomus, v'shuv ein lecho ano. Da alme dozline minei garsinen ki lule dami, hayoim yeshna, o lemocho einenu, doime lechupe shohileches maer. So my mele daf men doch harein chafe. The Meiri says, chatoif v'achil is going on teire. Lechu lachmu belachmi, shesu b'yein mesichti. That's the shti and that's the achila. Shelo yisrashel b'limudoi. That's what he told them. Al toime lech shehef neeshne. Now lishna is tomit. That's what he told them. Chapt arayin. Shouldn't be ma'abed afilu sho achas. Omalei rav l'rav hamnune. Bni, im yesh lecho heitiv loch. She'ein b'sh'oil tainuk. Ve'ein la'moves ismamo. Bim toimer niach livni choik bishel miyagidloch. Ne odom doimim li izbe asode halolu noitzitzim ba halolu noivle. Zogt Rashi. Im yesh lecha momen. If you have momen. Eitiv loch. You should do toiv with the momen. Ve'ein la moves is mama ikuv, ki pisoim ha'odameis. Ah, you'll say, you want to put it away for the children. That's tamazoi, choyk mozoi. Miyagid loch im nishar biyodom, shema yevdu. Who says you can guarantee that they'll have mozoi? Halolu noitzitzin, kloima, merdike rashik, shehen gdeilim, Gdeilin parnososon va'oishron imohen. Ve'ein chotzorich lehidoi galeim. You don't have to worry about them. that Misha Borem Hu Yefarneson, that's, that they come with their Parnosa, their Ashiris. Palolo Neuvel Meisim Loshen Va'olo Neuvel. Others say Pshat, Doimim Le'izbe Yasode. There are two types of things that grow from the earth. There's things that one plants, Tvue, and there's Izbe Yasode that grow by themselves. So something that one plants, one should not cut the whole crop and use it up because he won't have seeds to plant again. Izbe Yasode, they grow by themselves. You don't need the previous crop to take care of them to make sure that the other ones will grow. So Memele, Daimim le Izbe Yasode, they're like Izbe Yasode, they'll take care of themselves. Halalu Neitzitzim, that means you don't have to take care of them. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amahalech Baderech, Beinimoy Levoya. He doesn't have Levoya, Yasik, Betoir, Shenema, Kilivias, Chain, Heim. It's a Chibur of Chain. So the Teire should be Malaviyu. Chosh Beroishoy, Yasik, Betoir, Shenema, Kilivias, Chain, Heim, Leroishech. Chosh Begroinoy, Yasik, Betoir, Shenema, Vanokim, Legagreisech. Chosh b'meyav, yasik b'teire, shnema rifosti l'shorecha, chosh b'atzmoisev, yasik b'teire, shnema v'shikoi l'atzmeisech. Chosh b'chol gufo, yasik b'teire, shnema olchol b'soroi marpe. Zogt Rashi, donisht. The Marsho asks the Kashem, Chosh b'roisha yasik b'teire, the Teir Schaim and Shavuos also has the kasha, that the Rabbi Kveger says to the Teir Schaim, also l'srapis b'divrei teire. So the Marsha says, what's pshat chosh b'roisha yasik b'teire? So Marsha says, that's not called misrapi b'divrei teire. The davkesh miskaven loim el posik l'refueh. It's like it's a lachash. He's using the posuk as a tool to that these words are merape. That's also a sabbath. Abul derech limudei shoris. Tamuzay tzelernen. Tzapsaz adobo sheinim miskaven. Or he says a second pshat, chosh shaloi yovoi lidei choili. That's pshat. He's chosh, he's chayish, that he's not sick yet. Also a sabbath means when he's sick. This is preventive medicine. Chosh b'roisha yasik b'teire. I once heard an Adam Godel saw his son wasn't learning. So he told the son, Chazal zung chosh b'roisha yasik b'teire. He told him, Ryan, you're learning? He says, I don't feel good, I have a headache. So he told him, nu chazal zung chosh b'roisha yasik b'teire. So his son told him, the Maril says, Bizmana says, osa lismech al refuas chazal. So Bemele, Rabbi Kveger brings it down, and Hilchus does. So Bemele, but the Teir Chaim learns pshat that Stamazoy. Now this whole Indian, the Iyun Yaakov says grad interessante zach. The Iyun Yaakov says that that. V'medayk the Gemara amahalach bederech vein imay levoya. Now, derech is amokim sakone. So he says, be'emison, a person should go with a levoya. You shouldn't go up so you're on a levoya. Oh, but ve'einim a levoya. You don't have a levoya. So what should you do? Is memele, you should take the Torah. Zukte Iyun Yaakov. That means that's not the lechatchila de keitza. Lechatchila de keitza, one should not be seimech al anes. But ve'einim a levoya. So therefore he says, weiter, all these things, chosh b'roishe, chosh b'groini, zukte chosh b'roishe, razan zukte rape yirape. No, we're talking about this mahalach b'derech ve'inim. Nish kein doctor, nish kein levoya. So memele, then the anhoge is yasek b'teire. The Marsho says we find in Tfilas Haderech when mispalo sneinu lechein ulechesed b'einecha b'einei kol reyenu. So memele, so it seems when one is b'derech, he needs chein. So therefore it says, Kiliv yas chein heim. But the Torah is a levoya, a chibor of chein. The Maral says, he says, Pshat the Gemara, Derech is a Mokim Sakone because it's Yaitzim in Hayishuv. That means this is not a Mokim Yishuv. A Mokim that is not a Mokim Yishuv, so it's Yaitzim in Hayishuv, it's all the Pgoim. So therefore, the whole Shmira can be, the Torah is the Shmira Sa'ilam, so Mamela, so therefore, that's what he should use the Torah as a Lavoya. Then he says, Pshat, the Maral says, Pshat, Chosh Beroyshoi, Chosh Begroinoi, Chosh Begufoi, is speaking about if he did Chatoim with these Eivorim. So Mamela Fakert, this is the Refue, not only in Gashmiyis, but in Ruchniyis. If it is the Choyli Anefesh, because of Chatoim of Beroyshoi, of Odos, so this is L'chol B'sorei Malpe. The Goyin Yaakov wants to say a very interesting pshat in the Gemara. He brings from the Rambam that there are certain cheschoines that are meneya a person from Atzloche in Chochmes. For example, if a person wants to go to study a Chochme, he needs certain hakdomes, certain yediyas. If he doesn't have the basic hakdomis, so you can't start building on the second floor. So Mamela, that's one yesoid. He needs hakdomis. Another yesoid, you need the homna kop to understand. Mota shvache kop, so also you won't be able to understand. Number three, there's a chesorin, if, let's say, chabagutin kopafilu, but the thing I'm learning is very difficult. Oimek hamusig is memele, is das gufe, could be meineya, one from understanding. Number four, a person has tirdes aparnose, so memele, that could be meineya from chochmes. And number five, you have tchunes rois, you have the Redifus Hataivis and other things, that's also Mevalbul, and that's Meneya from Chochme. That he brings a Rambam, Stamamayr Nevoichim. So he says, but so our Gemara is telling us that by Limud HaTorah, all these Meneyas are non-existent. Amahalach Bederech is going on Torah, ve'ein imay levoya. He doesn't have any Yediyas Kedumois lilavoisoi, to be malavim. He's starting in the middle. He's starting to learn kotshim. He's garnished. He's starting to learn. So memele is yasik b'teire. The teire will bring with itself the all the hagdomis that are necessary. He says, that's pshat, the pasuk says, l'chu lachmu belachmi. Yesh kashayle, if I'm eating bread, what should I eat with the bread? So Mamela, so you need something else, you need something lalafis boyesapas. The Torah says, l'chu lachmu, what will you eat with the bread? Lachmi. That means the Torah will take care, whatever's missing, the lachmu shall Torah will take care. So Mamela, so there's no chesorin of you're missing agdomis, the Torah can do tzushta on the agdomis. Afoich ba, afoich ba de kulabo. Chosh beroishoi, was aber hat nicht kein Kopf, aber er hat ein schwacher Kopf. Seuchet jasig beteure. Der Eibischte wird ihm geben, the Goyen says, an psaposik im Mischlei, Rachman a lieber Boy, if the person wants and is a rotzen, der Eibischte wird ihm zustellen, Chochma, Bina, Vadas, that's, Tavur Abiseinu, Shabotchu, Vachov, Atalamdeim, Chukei Chaim. Chosh begroinoi, so he says there, speaking about that, he's learning a very shvere sugya. So that's chosh begroinoi. So what's out of the gorin? Ki tzorich likroi begorin lahovin. He has to repeat it a lot of times. It should penetrate. So it's chosh begroinoi. Siasik betoire. Eventually he'll be able to understand. Or perhaps we could say pshat. I once heard from Rav Goyin of Zolog Epstein Shlita, he once told me a maise that occurred with Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon Shkop, that Rab Shimon al Zbocha learned in Volozhin, and the minig was the Netziv used to come to the yeshiva at night, and the Bochum who were up learning used to ask them, they had Schwerigkeiten and those. So once Rab Shimon went over to him, and there was a Schwerer Rashbam, a Cheskes Habat, he couldn't figure out the Rashbam. So the Netziv told him, der Rashbam, he says, ich hab schon a poor more gegangen auf der Kaiwe von Rab Chaim Volozhin, und er verstehe alles nicht Pshat in Rashbam. So he told over the Smeister, when Rabbi Kibbege said, Vashem Yoir Einai, it's not pshat that he put it in the Gemara, and the Bein Shem should look at the Gemara, and maybe she should take care of Hashem Yoreinai, was a tefillin, a bakoshe, motoch geveint, he went to a base oilam, he went to Rab Chaim Volozhin's kever, to be mispallel, to understand the Rashbam. It's a zweimal gegangen, a drei, no, base altsish kem shat the Rashbam. It's chosh begroin, yasik beteire, to understand it. Chosh bibnei meyof, he's hungry, er hat doch nicht kein panose, is Yasik Beteire. The Rebbein Shlomo will take care of that also. B'chayla she'yase yatzliach. O'isik b'nechosov. Nechosim atzlichim, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. Chosh ba'atzmoisov, that his whole atzmi is his tchunis rois, midis rois, so memeli is not mesugal to learn, is Yasik Beteire, b'rosi yetzer hara, b'rosi teire tavlach.